This week's Torah reading is called Vayera, which means, and he showed himself. And it talks about quite a few events that happened in the life of Abraham, our forefather, after he did the circumcision. One of those events, of course, is the birth of Yitzchok, his main son, and so on. But the truth is, he had another son already called Ishmael, the son of Hagar. Now, when they grew up, Ishmael actually wanted to kill Yitzchok. And he used to play with him, you know, throwing arrows over here, over there. Oh, suddenly an arrow just hit you, I'm sorry. So when Sarah, the mother of Yitzchok, saw that Ishmael was a very bad influence on his son, and actually he wanted to kill him, she told Avram, please kick away this child, and the mother of the child also. She's not a good person, she's not a good influence for our child, and so on. Abraham immediately did what Sarah said to do. And the story is that Sarah was so angry with Ishmael that she looked at him in such a bad way, he got sick. And his mother was carrying him, being kicked out of the house, carrying this guy. And at a certain point, water just finished. They didn't have any more water. They were in the desert. There was no place for waters and so on. And they were going to die. So she left Ishmael under a tree. She went to another tree, to another place, and just waited. What would happen? And the Torah tells us that a few angels came to Hagar and told her, everything is going to be fine. Don't worry, you'll be fine. And the angels showed Hagar a well of water so that she could give water to her son and so on, and actually he lived, and till today we're suffering Ishmael. But the point is that what made the change, so to speak, in the attitude? This guy, God's attitude, this guy Ishmael was a bad guy, he was going to kill Yitzchak, he was a bad influence and so on, and suddenly God is saying, you have to save this guy. I'm going to give water to this guy. To the point that the angels complained to God. Why are you saving this guy? He's going to prevent water from the Jewish people when the Jewish people are taken to exile after the destruction of the first temple and so on. The point is that the children of Ishmael would not give water to the children of Israel being sent to exile. So he is going to prevent water from your children. Why are you giving me water? And God answered a very interesting question, a very interesting answer, that through this answer we can learn a very powerful lesson on the idea of tshuva. Tshuva means repentance. Tshuva means going back to God. So the idea is like this. Our sages say that Ishmael himself, he saw himself in a terrible situation, he was going to die, so he was praying to God. And within his prayer, he actually repented. He did tshuva. At the point that he did tshuva, in that moment, and in that situation, circumstance, and so on, he did tshuva. What later was going to be, okay, I don't know, but at that particular moment, he did tshuva. And the Torah tells us that, and we learn two things from that. Thing number one, the prayer of a sick person for himself is even more powerful than the prayer of others for this sick person. Because actually, Hagar, his mother, the mother of Ishmael, she was praying for him. And however, God answered his prayer. And furthermore, the Torah says in Hebrew, Ba'asher Usham, God heard you, Ishmael, Ba'asher Usham. What does that mean? In the place where you are. What do these words add to the idea? Of course, Ishmael was there. What do you mean? God heard, he was there. No. The spiritual situation in which Ishmael was found, God heard and accepted the repentance according to the situation in which Ishmael was found right now. Not the place, the physical place, the situation in his soul. At this particular moment, he did tshuva, he repented. Later, I don't know what's going to happen. Actually, God knows, but whatever. It doesn't really matter. Right now, he did tshuva. So God answered him. And this is a very powerful teaching for each one of us. God judges us according to what we are right now, in the present. What was in the past? Okay, I repented. What is it going to be in the future? I don't know. You have free will and you can, whatever, do and change your future and so on. Judaism does not believe in determinism. You can choose your own path and your future. And of course, For good things, God is going to reward you. And for bad things, God is going to punish you. But the point is that God is going to judge you at any certain moment in life, right now, Ba'asher Usham, in the place, in the spiritual situation in which you're found right now.